Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Listen live, take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Now, 7 after the hour on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, to excite your head much as anything else. That's the idea here. You hear things and you get excited. We rattle your cage a little bit, push your buttons a little bit, rock your boat somehow to remind you that there is still a lot of action. There's lots of things going on in the world, and many of them, not all of them, are worth our time. Some people disagree with sometimes we talk about things that appeal to this group, and then there's another group of people that are appealed that find appealing another item that we have. So, Jennifer, what do you have to leverage your appeal?
Well, I think we can talk about some of the candidates who would like to become president in 2020. And you and
Mike, Michael Bloomberg, yay!
Yeah, we're talking off the air a bit about how Michael Bloomberg is sort of shaking up the primary field. You had a lot of people, especially a couple of days ago on the Sunday shows, really feeling like he shouldn't jump into the race. Amy Klobuchar was one saying,
because they know it follows up what they want to do.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's just too late, and you know these sorts of things.
Kiss
they don't say he's not qualified, but they just, many of them take issue with the fact that he's jumping in. Then you also have this week, Joe Biden and Tom Steyer earlier in the week had a town hall. And what I think is interesting is watching this race shape up a bit. And it seems that it's shaping up between Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. That's no surprise for a lot of people who have been following this closely. But during CNN's town hall with Joe Biden this week, Joe Biden said something to the effect, he's been hitting Elizabeth Warren as an elitist, basically, and saying that she has, it's a my way or the highway approach all things, starting
like
at the top of the list, Medicare for all. And so, of course, Joe Biden is more of a fan of the Obamacare style. He would like to save and kind of add new life to Obamacare. That's his legacy, and he would like to fix that. He's not a fan of Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All program. So the two of them have really started to create this split within the Democrat field, and people are kind of jumping on one side or another. There's just if Bloomberg does jump into the race, and there are more deadlines this week for primaries that he would have to basically file his paperwork with to get on the ballot. The next one, I think, is Arkansas. There's a deadline for that this week. It might be a little too late, and this has nothing to do with his qualifications, his readiness for office, whether or not he could beat Trump. Is there a path forward for him logistically in this? And I think my new theory on Bloomberg is that he's actually aiming for the fact that there could be a contested Democrat convention. I think he might be testing the waters right now.
It could be, yep.
And if things do go in the direction, because he doesn't believe he can make it through a Democrat primary because he is not as far left and progressive, and we talk about this all the time.
He said that, or this is you assuming that?
He said the reason he didn't jump into the race early on is that he didn't think he could make it through a primary. And when Joe Biden jumped in, then he backed away. And he's right, because in some respects, I think he's right.
Think about the system, though.
The party has gone so far left.
We're a year from the damn election, and they say it's too late to get in. What kind of organ?
Yeah. Let me tell you why
there about that. That
we're
is
not
acceptable.
A year, but we're not a year away. In fact, now is, and I laugh with you guys as well, along with these long election cycles, but early voting happens in the beginning of, the early voting states will vote in the beginning of March, the very first week. The ballots will go out at the end of January. So, truly, you have to have your game plan in motion, because think about where we are with Christmas in the center.
But that's sick, too. I'm not disputing
sick,
the way you're
but it's
explaining
reality.
It just is a sucky reality. I don't want to listen to these people blab all the time. It's a lot of bull crap that comes and goes, the spewing of all of this venom from these people and their egos, it is a complete, it sucks the oxygen out of the room. And thank heavens, as far as I'm concerned, that Bloomberg has come in to suck the some of this other negative air out of the room. So anyway, that's the food for thought here. In a moment, we're going to talk about Jennifer, your best friend. We have your, I think probably this is a, I guess this is something Victoria will love too, the best friend for both of you. I'm not going to suggest that it's not at some point going to be Kara's best friend, but right now this is for all of those who want to know more about your best friend right after this.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier. With 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor. Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
During the Dodge Black Friday sales event, our gift to you is Dodge Power Dollars. That means $10 cash allowance per horsepower towards your purchase of a 2019 Dodge Charger or Challenger. Whether you're tearing up the streets in a Dodge Challenger with its available 797 horsepower or Dodge Charger with its available 485 horsepower, you'll be ready to take on winter weather. So hurry in to the Dodge Black Friday sales event today to take advantage of Dodge Power Dollars on Challenger and Charger. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/2/19.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Did you know that as we age, our brains actually lose volume? And that makes us more susceptible to diseases such as Alzheimer's. But there are things people can do to protect their brain health.
Staying mentally active, mentally engaged, socially engaged, physically active. Yes, diet probably plays some role. Are all important things. But the emphasis really needs to be on lifelong engagement in these activities, not starting at age 70 after doing none of them before that.
Dr. David Notman is a neurologist and Alzheimer's expert. He says it's also important to take care of your heart because
the only other key risk factor that we know about is for dementia in general, and it's probably related to cerebrovascular disease, and that's avoidance of diabetes, avoidance of hypertension, avoidance of obesity, good exercise, good diet, and avoiding smoking.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
14 after the hour here on the DJV program. What about diamonds being your best friend? Ladies, have you remember that song? Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Grant Mobley is a Gemological Institute certified gemmel. I love that. Gemological Institute. I think I added the, though, Grant, I think I added an extra syllable in it. Gemological. It's gemological. Yeah.
Gemological.
All right. So are you somebody who's been around the gem, the fancy fine jewelry business for a long time?
That's exactly true. I was born and raised in the jewelry industry. My parents had retail stores in the Atlanta area when I was growing up, and I've been in the jewelry business ever since.
All right, so as we start the season, the holiday season, we start thinking about, it's not too early to be thinking about some of the special things that you want to get for Christmas and the giveaway season. So there's a big to-do about real, I mean, I I've got the girls will laugh at me because I don't have any knowledge. You know, if I look at a diamond and I look at a piece of cubic zirconium or even maybe somebody's glass window, I'm not going to know the difference. What is there?
Well, that's why I'm here.
Okay. Good for you. All right. So what do we need to know? What do we need to look for?
Well, honestly, you know, today the consumer has more choices than ever, and especially when it comes to buying a diamond. Some retailers, like you said, are now carrying lab-grown diamonds, and we want to ensure that consumers know exactly what they're buying and make sure that they don't accidentally purchase a lab-grown diamond thinking that it's natural.
So what's the definition? How is that, this something is actually grown in a petri dish, that sort of thing? Is it lab-grown diamond?
Maybe slightly more complicated than that, but I can certainly simplify it. It's a lab-grown diamond, at the end of the day, is just a manufactured product.
I bet it comes from China. China, that sounds like something the Chinese would cook up.
China and India, majorly, yes, absolutely. And it's made to look just like a natural diamond, but while they may look similar to a natural diamond to the naked eye, it's very important for consumers to know that they differ greatly when it comes to their origin and their value. Because lab-grown diamonds are mass-produced in factories that are located primarily in China and India over the course of only 2 weeks, where, on the other hand, believe it or not, a natural diamond forms from 1 to 3 billion years ago, and that's billion with a B. And no two natural diamonds are alike. So this industrial production process of lab-grown diamonds leaves distinct markings inside of the stone that make them detectable 100% of the time with the right equipment. So that's kind of contrary to popular belief. I think some consumers out there think that lab-grown diamonds and natural diamonds are so similar that you can't tell them apart, but that's actually not true.
Are the regular legitimate quote-unquote diamond stores carrying these lab-grown diamonds, or is this just stuff that's on the fringe of retail?
Well, you know, they're definitely more and more popular online, I would say. But, of course, you know, there are legitimate retailers that carry them. I certainly wouldn't discredit them completely. They're just, a lot of them are carrying them just to be able to give their customers that cheaper option, I think.
All right. The most important question to ask when you go into one of these stores is what?
Well, you want to ask that question, is this natural and is this lab-grown? Because most consumers don't really know that this product is out there, they might can get confused because some of the terminology is a little bit confusing, especially online. So if you see terms like man-made or cultured or eco-friendly, these things, they usually mean that the diamond is not natural, and that might be something you want to stay away from. But, you know, you really want to stay away from it because lab-grown diamonds and natural diamonds have totally different value propositions.
The four C's that used to be the way, the bellwether of whether the diamond was, what are the four C's and why is that no longer enough to clarify what a diamond is?
So the four C's are color, cut, clarity, and carat. And these are used to really, as a starting point, to gauge, you know, partly the value of a diamond. But that's no longer enough because the four C's just tell a very part, just a small part of the story. Because even lab-grown diamonds can be graded on the four C's. So you really need to know if it's natural or not. You need to go above and beyond the four C's.
Mm-hmm. What about the value of the store-grown or the lab-grown diamond versus the one that's 4 billion years old?
Well, that's, I think, the most important part, and that's yes.
No, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I think that that's the most important part because natural diamonds are inherently valuable because they're a finite product, and they retain their value over time as stores of wealth. And so over the last several decades, they've shown to appreciate in value, whereas a lab-grown diamond has no actual value because it's just like any other industrial product. It can be created in unlimited quantities at low cost, and therefore the value will continue to decline as technology improves. I would say this is similar to buying a plasma TV 10 years ago.
Oh, really? That's an interesting comparison. All right, ladies, beware. Don't let the guy who's buying your diamond cheat you out of the value of a real diamond. I guess that if the guy really loves you, he's not going to buy you a cheap diamond. Good information. Thank you, Grant Mobley. You gave us a lot to think about. Go to reallisadiamond.com for more info.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In this hour, and here's Shania Twain with You're Still the One to start our conversation about her and what she's doing. This is a fabulous pop song, I think, anyway. Dick Clark Productions and ABC announcing that Shania Twain is going to take the stage at the American Music Awards, performing a medley of her greatest hits. The performance will be her first time on the AMA stage in 16 years. She has a Las Vegas residency kicking off at Planet Hollywood next month. She joins some of the other performers, Camila Cabello and Billie Eilish and Selena Gomez. Who is Dua Lipa? My God.
She's a pop singer.
Yep.
Isn't she from Israel? No, she's British, but I think her family is Armenian. So okay. That's her real name. That's not a show name.
Don't just be named Joan Smith anymore.
Yeah, right. Where is everybody who's here? Thomas Rhett's going to be performing. Artist of the Decade Award recipient Taylor Swift is going to be at the AMA Awards. The 2019 Awards airing live from the Microsoft Theater in L.A. on the 24th at 8 p.m. on ABC. Voting still open for all the categories at Google.com/AMA's vote or by Googling to Google.com using the search term AMA's vote. You go into Google and do a search for AMA's vote, you'll find what you want. You want to vote on this. You ladies want to vote on these various categories?
I usually end up kind of voting on stuff sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good song. Actually, all three of the songs we have selected here are great Shania Twain songs. You're Still the One, That Don't Impress Me Much, is just a fun song. And Forever and Always, what a wonderful romantic song I think this is.
Is
anyway,
this about the husband who left her or the new one?
I don't know an answer to that one.
This is, I think, it might have predated, but I'm not sure. Maybe this was about the husband. Yeah.
But it's a good song, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a great song.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Right, crank it up for a sec. Would you, Karen?
For every time you kiss me, and when we're apart, I know how much you miss me.
That's a great line.
When you're with the neighbor.
Yeah,
exactly. Except when you're boinking my best friend.
There we go. All right, well, that's her story. Moving along into the next category of musical attention, the Black Crowes seem to be reuniting. The Robinson Brothers confirmed that they are reforming the Black Crowes, get together for a tour. So what's the story with these guys? What were they arguing about?
Chris and Rich Robinson were the feuding brothers. They were super talented and you know, had a lot of big hits, but I guess they just couldn't keep it together. They're kind of like the Kinks or Oasis, and so after all these years, they're getting back together. Chris Robinson was actually on, actually, the two of them together were on Howard Stern's show recently, and Chris Robinson admitted that he had depression, and then when his marriage to Kate Hudson fell apart, that he kind of just, I think, just went into the woods. And I think so. Now he's back and probably feeling better, and now they're going to go out and start playing their old hits.
All right, so
I've
if you remember
them. Twice. They're a great live band.
Their debut album was called Shake Your Moneymaker. That was in 1990. They played their last show together in 2013, and then they split, Chris saying he and Rich had not been speaking for almost the entire time since the 2015 split. Now they have posted dates for the tour, promising Shake Your Moneymaker, played in its entirety, plus all the rest of the hits. We never even did it when it came out, he said, performing that thing. I think there's magic in the music we made. So the Black Crowes, their hit songs, Jealous Again, She Talks to Angels, the Otis Redding cover Hard to Handle. They played in New York's Bowery Ballroom on Monday to celebrate the reunion, and they're going to be at the Troubadour in L.A. this week as well. So there's the Black Crowes story, 28 after on the DJV program.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has heard arguments over the Trump administration's efforts to end the Dreamers program for illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. Ileana Hernandez has lived 17 years of her life in the U.S. Now in Long Island, she says she walked the 230 miles to the Supreme Court to support the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program.
Allowing me the opportunity to come out of the shadows, finish college, and become a homeowner.
Liberal justices focused on whether the president's decision to terminate DACA took into account the hundreds of thousands of young people affected. But conservative-leaning members, including John Roberts, a potential swing vote, indicated they thought the move was a reasoned decision. On Wall Street, the Dow was flat, the S&P 500 was up 5, and the NASDAQ up 22 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Four at the hour on the Caring DJV program with Jennifer Horn to care for the issues in you and your issues, Victoria Keelan and her issues. Wait a minute, that didn't sound right.
I got issues.
Issues. We've got issues. We've got lots and lots of issues. See, the one of the things that kind of bugs me about a lot of the conversation that comes from people who say they care is that, like politicians, they say they care about you, but do they really, in order to care, you really have to actually care? Do you feel like when people say they care about you that they really do? How do you judge that? Victoria? Jennifer?
Well, if it's a friend or someone in my life, then yes. If it's a random person on TV, then...
Right, and that probably depends on the person.
Do you, and turning it around, do you feel like all three of you are caring people? Because I do. I feel that all three of you are.
Absolutely.
Very much caring. And I think that's one of the things that makes it work here. One of the things that I find attractive in all of you, and that's why I sort of selected you to be here with me, is because I sense an ultimate caring about what goes on, not only with you and your lives yourself, but caring in general. And there are a lot of people in the world who just don't seem to care, for whatever the reason. So we're going to start a cult of carers. How about that? Could be the, and wait a minute, then Kara, Kara can be in charge of the Cult of Karas.
Great. I've always
Using
wanted
myself.
A Cult of Karas.
Yes, I'm sure you did. All right, so Victoria, we're going to establish a dress code, are we, for the DJV program?
Let's hope not, because I know that we all like being comfy, so, and you're sometimes pantsless, as you have reported.
Excuse
we
me?
Have not witnessed, but you've reported. So, pantsless in a bathrobe, the rest of us are in PJs, so we're okay. But in Japan, a very controversial ban on women wearing glasses to work has caused a lot of heated debates on social media. So, apparently, a lot in the workplace... In several different industries, we're talking airline workers, the beauty sector, certain firms like financial firms, law firms. A lot of these companies are instilling women are not allowed to. Men can wear glasses to work, but women are not allowed to. Women have to wear contacts.
Really?
That's what they're saying.
This is where?
This
Japan?
Is in Japan. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so this has caused a big backlash, as you can imagine. Now, they claim that there are real reasons that they don't want women wearing glasses. For the airline workers, they claim, and I don't know if this is true or not, but they claim it's for safety reasons.
Right.
And if you are in the beauty sector, they claim that you would be unable, if you're a woman wearing glasses, you're unable to see makeup properly for women working in the beauty sector. So either you can't see their makeup that they've
and
done
you look
on
like
themselves.
A hideous beast and we want you to be pretty.
Yeah, that's really what this is all about. This is just that's a chauvinist
terrible.
BS kind of thing. And so now many women.
Japan is the most chauvinistic place on the planet. The racism and chauvinism that exists in Japan, unlike any other place on the planet.
And so they say that the hashtag glasses are forbidden has become very popular on social media in Japan. Now, you can imagine, too, like Jen said, you know, this is basically we want you to just sit there and look pretty and, you know, not have any pushback at all. They just want this sort of this is what the women over there are saying on social media, that it feels like they're just basically there to look good and that's it. They're not even there to do a job. If they, you know, they have to wear high heels. A lot of companies have that rule, too, which is ridiculous because men don't have an equivalent.
And one of the things that strikes me as I listen to this is how even though there are a lot of people complaining with just cause about women opportunities in our country, women's rights, that sort of thing, education. When you look around the rest of the world, there are a few exceptions. Perhaps in Scandinavia, there are exceptions in some other parts of Europe. But women, we talk and decry about the status of women in the Middle East. But if you go around the planet, you'll find that women, if you've traveled, and I've been fortunate to travel to 40-some-odd different countries, and when I think about it, now this gets me to go back to thinking about one of the edges that I put on some of the conversations I have regarding certain countries. We're far ahead, but we still aren't, there's not an equivalency here, and it is far worse in most of the rest of the world still in 2019, where women do not have the same position, they don't enjoy the same rights, they don't get, I mean, it's just,
But you know what, it's
frustrated
true.
Myself by getting it is, annoyed at it, but it's
very frustrating.
Kind of
but you know, another thing that's going around right now, actually, on social media is, and this is in the U.S., Apple, I don't know if you know this, Doug, Apple has a new credit card. It's white.
I knew they
we
had a credit card. I saw that. I saw it on an ad for it last night on TV. Yeah.
It's an all-white card, and we talked about it not long ago. It's apparently very delicate. It can scratch easily and whatever. So that was the first controversy. The second controversy that's actually happening right now, including Steve Wozniak, who co-founded Apple with Steve Jobs, they're giving, in some cases, 10 times more of a credit limit to the husband than the wife.
Yeah,
and they have the same tax returns. They have the same credit score. And so this is, and Steve Wozniak said, I was just reading his Twitter account, and he said, this happened to my wife and me. He said, there is no distinction whatsoever between our wealth. We don't even have a separate bank account. And he said, I got 10 times more credit, the credit limit than my wife did. So this is the kind of stuff that still happens. It's institutional.
And don't they know it's the men that can't be trusted with the credit card?
Yeah. Well, it's mortgages. It's all across the board. It's not just credit cards. Mortgages.
It is. You're right. Mortgages, too. Yeah.
And what really offended me once I saw, I don't remember where I saw it and how I saw it, but is that somebody that I was with had a mortgage, and it was this person's name and a single woman or an unmarried woman on the deed.
Well, that happens to everybody, though. That like my dad's deed to his house says Michael Horn, a single man. Jennifer
Why?
Horn, a single woman.
Why?
Because there's no co-owner of the house.
Oh.
So it fills the space, basically.
Ah, baloney. Okay, elsewhere around the world, 500 American troops, that's the number that will remain in Syria, apparently, once we're done reducing military presence, according to General Mark Milley. Is that how you pronounce his name? M-I-L-L-E-Y? You know that?
Yeah,
he's Chairman
Milley.
Of Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. He doesn't give an exact number. He was talking this week. He did note that troop levels would remain in the 500-ish frame, maybe 600. This is the end result of the president ordering the troops to withdraw from Syria a couple of months ago. And then Turkey, after that, invaded the area and started killing all the Kurds that they could. The Pentagon confirmed that some of the troops would stay there to guard the Kurdish-controlled oil fields. And then talking about the U.S. troops that were needed in Syria, the general focused more on the fight against ISIS than guarding the oil fields. Okay, well, what do you expect him to say? He said there's still ISIS fighters in the region. Unless pressure is maintained, unless attention is maintained on the group, there's a very real possibility the conditions could be set for a reemergence of them. Okay, so there are only 1,000 troops there to begin with. I didn't realize the number was that small at that point in time.
I thought it was 2,000, and then maybe it dropped to 1,000, and now it's going to be to 500.
Yeah. I thought the number... He's been withdrawing slowly. I mean, it was even above 2,000 when he took office, so he's been slowly pulling people out.
Okay, so the British Army officer who helped found the White Helmets, which is a volunteer organization in Syria, has been killed, apparently. They're investigating why. What do you all know about the White Helmets? Anything in particular?
I don't know anything
what they
about
did?
That.
Yeah, I've heard of them, a group of Brits who were there trying to help the people who were underprivileged and were, losing the people who are or have lost everything. Syria, remember, is a bombed out war zone. There's really nothing left of Syria except the things that belong to Assad and his family. That's about it. Everything else is. And so the Turks, though, have not liked it. I mean, what it is representative of how racially divided and unsettling it is to be, even though they all look the same, somehow or other, Kurds can tell the difference between Sunnis and Shias and vice versa. I don't know how they do it. I never really understood that, but there is that. And so they don't like each other, so they kill each other. Mostly the Shiites more the Shiites, I guess, as I understood it when I was in Iraq, than the Kurds just were. And I'm trying to remember what Saddam Hussein was, and whether he was he. Anybody remember whether it was the Shiites and the Sunnis, and he tried to marginalize one of the groups
right.
as well.
Well,
but
they
I don't
all yeah they one. Hate each other with a passion.
Yeah. It's amazing. Why? When the world?
I know.
Damn these religious differences. Ugh. Here's something that will attract your attention. The podcast that we have, you don't get to listen to the whole program. You can listen to it during the day. You go to djvshow.com. And you can also follow us on social media. The feeds are there on Twitter, at djvshow, or at facebook.com/djvshow.
Used vehicles are becoming increasingly popular with Americans as consumers look for more affordable options. But a recent Ally Financial survey conducted by the Harris Poll finds many people still hold outdated notions about them. It found about one-third of Americans think the average age of used vehicles at time of sale is more than 8 years old, when it's actually 4. Additionally, consumers believe the price on average of a used vehicle is about $10,000, when it's more than twice that amount. Matt Arnold of Ally's Auto Team.
Many Americans lump all used cars in with old clunkers, but today's used models have many of the same tax and safety features that new cars offer. They also have great quality and are running longer than ever before.
Matt says vehicle history reports and service contracts that cover repairs for cars no longer under warranty can help provide peace of mind for used car buyers.
Used cars can be a great alternative, especially when you consider the average new car price is almost $38,000.
For more tips, go to Allied.com/auto. Allied.com/auto.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. The Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The soft drink police are at it again. Politicians in Seattle are furiously trying to stop the consumption of soft drinks. They stew and fret about health problems such as obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. Seattle imposed a high tax on the evil beverages, thinking they could use the revenue to give low-income families vouchers for fruits and vegetables. Does that mean Seattle residents are now healthier? Of course not. It means residents now purchase their soft drinks outside the city. The city council never thought of that, but retailers in the suburbs did. They beefed up their soft drink advertising, and Seattle residents just smuggle their Coke in. That's the law of supply and demand, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, other news and conversation around, or conversation starters, I suppose, around the world. Turkey starting to repatriate some of the captured ISIS fighters. One of them is an American. They are trying to send them back to where they came from. There are three suspected ISIS fighters. One of them was from Denmark, one from France, Ireland, Germany. But most of the European countries say, you can send it back. We're not going to let them in. We've revoked their citizenship as well. They ought to. So these are, remember that old movie, The Man Without a Country? I think Tom Hanks got lost. Remember he lived in an airport? Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
From about 10, 12 years ago. So this is.
Yep, he lived off the Cinnabons.
There was a movie called Man Without a Country. There was a book called Man Without a Country. And this isn't the same story, but certainly looks like I don't have any sympathy for them. I don't know. They can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. They might go back to where they came from. But it's interesting that the Turks are doing it, you know, getting rid of them, sending them back. Okay, if they don't take them, then what do they do then? Will be the question. 10 before the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them?
Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's 53 after the hour on the DJD show, and this week we're celebrating Veterans Day, and many people are wondering how they can honor those who have served, as well as looking for a way to honor their fallen comrades. So today we have with us Karen Worcester, who's the Executive Director of Wreaths Across America. Karen, can you tell us a little bit about the history of Wreaths Across America and how you became involved with them?
Good morning, and thanks for having me on. Wreaths Across America is a 501c3, and our mission is to remember the fallen, honor those that serve, and most importantly, to teach our kids and those who have forgotten the value and the cost of freedom. And it actually was a bit of a, wasn't intended. Back in 1992, the Worcester family had been involved in Christmas wreath business for 40 years, had a surplus of wreaths, and my husband recalled a trip that he made to Allenton as a 12-year-old and thought it would be good if we could say thank you by placing the wreaths that we had left over at Allenton National Cemetery. We got permission. It impacted our family greatly, and we decided at that point we would do this forever, and we did that until, as a family, until 2005. It's so, so important that these families know that their sacrifice of their family and loved ones, whether they died in service or if they were veterans that, you know, served, that we don't forget their service.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. I live right around D.C. and I work in Arlington, and so obviously that's kind of a big thing for people whenever there's a holiday celebrating veterans or the fallen or around the holidays. So, I mean, obviously that it kind of started with Arlington National Cemetery. What other cemeteries around the country are you guys doing this in?
Well, I won't give you the list because we're doing it at 1,900 locations.
Oh, that might take a little while.
Yeah, it's grown this year. There will be about 2.1 million wreaths placed. What's important is that every time we place a wreath, we say the name.
Even when my husband first went back in 1992, as he placed the wreath, he couldn't help but saying the name, and that makes that personal connection. The stories and the history and the courage of these people that serve is what our country is built on. And to keep that foundation strong, we have to pass that on to the next generation. There are kids today that don't know what Vietnam was or what 9/11 was. So this is a teaching catalyst.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. So, I mean, you were talking about making sure that families know around the holidays specifically that no one is forgotten. So is this taking place during the holiday season? Is it right around Christmas? What day can people help out with this?
December 14th is Wreaths Across America Day. But if you want to sponsor a wreath sponsorship is only $15. And that $15 will put a wreath in the hands of a volunteer. You can choose of the 1,900 locations where you want your wreath to go. And the volunteers are always instructed to say the names. And I started to say that we have a saying that you die twice. The first time when your heart stops beating and you take your last breath. But you die for the last time when your name is spoken. Very last time. And these families do not want their loved ones' names to ever be forgotten.
Yeah, that's so important. That's wonderful. And for any families that may have had a grandfather or someone else who fought in a war and died and they didn't have the opportunity to do this for them, I imagine it must be a really healing experience for them to, you know, help out and get to do it for another family. I'm curious, is there a reason why it's on December 14th? Is there a specific importance to that date for you guys?
I think it's important for people to take the time out during the holidays, and it seems to be such a catalyst for people. So that's the time of year that we've always done it, but also the holidays are so, you know, so important to people. That's when that empty seat at the table hurts even more. So doing it and taking time out during that time of joy. You know, holidays are a time of joy for most people. And showing the country and showing those families that we're going to take time even in this period of time, you know, over the holidays. And that's why we do it.
We appreciate the amount of work that you guys have put in. Anyone who wants to help, it sounds like it's super easy for them. You said it's just $15 to sponsor a wreath. So where can people go to find out a little bit more information about Wreaths Across America?
It's wreathsacrossamerica.org, and you go there. There's history, but there's also an opportunity. Like I said, this is a holiday, is a good time to give this gift of remembrance. You can sponsor a wreath as a gift for somebody else in their name. That's become really popular for people to do because, you know, you can only buy so many toys and neckties, and to give a gift of remembrance where somebody knows that on this day when they're celebrating with their family, that in their family's name a wreath was placed. And somebody was remembered. It's a great family holiday tradition to remember those who have paid the sacrifice.
Well, we appreciate it so much, Karen. You can find out more by visiting wreathsacrossamerica.org for Wreaths Across America Day on December 14th.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.